Case number 11,201, John Sparacino, northeast of Road 261 Sweetbriar Road, west of Vivid View Drive and south of Traffic Circle, being lot 321 within the villages of Red Mill Pond North. Tax map ID is 334, map 4, parcel 410. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is John Sparacino. My address is 30528 Sparrow View Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I applied for a 3-foot setback variance approximately 2 months ago, and after having a conversation with Rusty about a week and a half ago, who was the gentleman that took my application here, it was confirmed at that time by him that apparently the application I've applied for wasn't necessary, and he said that that would be confirmed at this point. But I came here. He told me that I could pick my building permit up when I talked to him, but I told him I wanted to come here just to. I felt more comfortable doing that.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
To make it very simple, is it open on enclosed porch?
It's a what's called a three-season room. It's actually a closed structure. It's basically a deck.
Closed structure?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is when he came in and applied, it had that the corners were 30 feet. Since then, Lawrence and Shane had looked at it, and that was wrote down wrong. It should have been 15 feet that the corners were. So he would not need the variance because he is proposing to be 27 feet.
Correct.
In other words, the front is, I was going to ask that question. I have that there.
Yeah. But
it's a 15-foot side.
The front is Sparrow.
Vivid View is 15 feet. Is that correct?
Yeah, Vivid View is what we consider his corner.
Well, he wouldn't need it then.
Right.
So he wouldn't need his variance.
Right. No.
Correct.
What about his... He doesn't need to be here?
He doesn't need to be here then.
Well, if what I'm hearing right from Ms. Thibodeau is that Vivid View is the side street, and the other one, I don't see it on the survey, is the front street.
Sparrow View is the...
Sparrow View.
Yes, sorry.
Sparrow View.
Yes, sir.
Then the corner lot setback would come off of Vivid View.
That's what I had.
And 15. If I'm hearing you correctly, Ms. Thibodeau, the distance off of there is well within the building envelope.
Right. He only has to be 15. He's question. Proposing to be 27.
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp, how do we handle that? Can this gentleman get his money back?
Should be.
Well, that
was my next question. But
I think that would be an issue for the Planning and Zoning Department. I think that would make sense, but I'm not in a position to... I'm not in a position to make that recommendation.
Yeah, we don't.
Can
we make a recommendation? He doesn't need to be here.
I don't see why not. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know, whether we could make the recommendation.
I don't know that decision-making authority is with the board. I don't know where it's outlined in the code, but you could make the recommendation, and then Planning and Zoning Office could take that into consideration.
All right.
But,
I'll make the recommendation that case number 11,201, that we return the $400 fee that the Mr.
Sparacino.
Sparacino has paid be returned to him.
In fact, the variance wasn't.
Since the variance was not needed.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills. That we recommend that the $400 fee be returned due to the fact that the variance was not needed. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,201, that will be approved, and we're recommending that you're
Well, it wouldn't be, we haven't approved the variance request.
We're approving the motion of him having his money returned.
Correct.
That's what that looks.
Thank you very much. What, just one question. What, who do I see or who do I need to talk to as far as?
You could call the office.
Yeah, you'll need to speak to somebody in the planning and zoning office about whether or not they'll return the fee to you.
Ask from Mr. Lank.
Yeah.
Mr. Lank?
Mr. Lank, be good to just be here.
I understand he's been out on vacation, but I think he'll be in the office. Or you can call Jenny Norwood here.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.